Oh, Eric, they may ask me a question that I don't know. Oh, it happens to me all the time. What do we have to worry about? Just say, you know what? That's a good question. Several of you have heard me tell you that, haven't you? That is a great question. I'll have to get back with you on that one. Right? Why are we so... Gas lasts about that long, but we're talking about eternal life. We're talking about your soul that will last for eternity. Remember that last verse of Amazing Grace, the one I love so much? When we've been there, what? When we've been there 10,000 years bright, shining as the sun, we've no less days to what? Sing God's praise than when we first begun. Folks, we're talking about eternal life here, and we're talking about other people's eternal life. Oh, but I just don't feel comfortable with that. Well, that kind of makes me nervous. How could I be uncomfortable with that? How could I be uncomfortable with that? So the Holy Spirit gave them the courage? Yeah. But I kind of think the Holy Spirit gave them that feeling of gas is a buck a gallon. We got to call my cousins and uncles and aunts, and right? You ought to see what's going on here. Oh man, this is an amazing thing. I got to call everybody and let them know that God anointed us with the Holy Spirit. Right? To me, that's much more exciting, although give me a call if there ever is a buck a gallon sale. Verse 11 tells us that the people were saying that we hear them speaking in our own languages about God's deeds of power. This isn't any sort of prayer language. This is the speaking in tongues of other languages that are present on this earth. That's what this is about today. They were able to speak fluently in other languages. Or were they? Were they speaking in their own languages, but everybody else was hearing it in their own languages? We don't know, do we? But it was happening. Because all over what they thought was the world, people understood what they were saying. So I ask us this morning, are we doing what the Holy Spirit enables us to do? Are we going public? Now we can think about that on two levels, can't we? On one level, how about me personally? Am I doing everything that the Holy Spirit has given me gifts to do? Are we as a church doing everything that God has given us the ability to do? Well, let me ask you this. You are a part of the church, right? So if you're not fulfilling everything that God gave you the ability to do, is the church fulfilling everything that God has given it the ability to do? Might want to think and pray on that one. But in going public, are we speaking the people's language? Are we speaking the people's language? I have a fun little exercise for you this morning. I want you to get out your song insert. I think it's a yellow sheet of paper, and turn it over to the blank side. Now, if you've done this before, now I know you're getting out a paper and a pencil and everything. If you've done this before, keep it to yourself. Don't ruin the fun for everybody else, all right? So, I see that picture right there? I want you to draw that on that sheet of paper. 9 dots. Don't say anything if you've done it before. Draw something that looks like this on the back of that insert. Now I want you to connect the 9 dots with 4 straight lines. Connect the 9 dots with 4 straight lines. Don't look off your neighbor now. And whenever you get it done, just wave your paper like that. So connect these 9 dots with 4 straight lines. You see, we have, those of us who might be having a little trouble, we have trouble with this because we confine ourselves to an invisible box, don't we? Many times when we look, if I go backwards here, if we look, our mind automatically draws a box around those outer 8, I guess it would be. Dots. And see, to solve this problem, we have to think outside the box, don't we? Matter of fact, the staff hears me say every once in a while, I'll say, what box? Right? What box? There really is no box. The only box that we put ourselves within is right here.